Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Creepypasta's Tome of the Dark. Today, I am reading from Scary Stories 3, More Tales to Chill Your Bones. And today, I have the hog. It's him. Thump. And that's it. And if you haven't heard, there is going to be a Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. There's going to be a Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark movie. And it's going to be about the books that I have read during this podcast. And if you would like to see it, I don't know the dates, but go and see it. It's a horror movie. Arthur and Anne were in high school. They fell in love. They were both big, fat, and jolly, and seemed suited to one another. But as sometimes happens, things didn't work out. Arthur moved away and married someone else, and Annie didn't marry anyone. And not too many years later, she got sick and died. Some said it was from a broken heart. One day, Arthur was driving to a small town not far from where he and Annie had grown up. Soon he realized that a hog was following him. No matter how fast Arthur drove, the hog stayed right behind him. Each time he looked back, there was the hog. It began to irritate him. Finally, he couldn't stand it any longer. He stopped his car and wrapped the hog on its snout, good and hard. "Get out of here, you fat, dirty thing," he shouted. To his astonishment, the hog spoke to him, and it was Annie's voice he heard. "It's her ghost," he thought. "She has come back as a hog." "I was doing no harm, Arthur," the hog said. "I was just out for a brisk walk, enjoying myself. How could you strike me after all that we meant to one another?" With that, she turned and trotted away.
It's him.
The woman was the neatest, most miserable person you could imagine, and her husband was just as bad. The only good thing that they lived in the woods all by themselves and couldn't bother anyone else. One day, they were off somewhere getting firewood, and the woman got so mad at her husband that she grabbed an axe and cut his head off, just like that. Then she buried him nice and neat, and went home. She made herself a cup of tea and went out on the porch. She sat there rocking in her chair, sipping her tea, thinking how glad she was that she had done this awful thing. After a while, she heard this old, empty voice out in the distance, moaning and groaning, and it was saying, "Who's going to stay with me this cold and lonely night? Who?" "It's him," she thought, and she hollered back, "Stay by yourself, you old goat." Soon she heard the voice again, and now it was closer, and it was saying, "Who's going to sit with me this cold and lonely night? Who?" "Only a crazy man," she shouted. "Sit by yourself, you dirty rat." Then she heard the voice even closer. It was saying, "Who's going to sit with me this cold and lonely night? Who?" Nobody, she sneered. Be by yourself, you miserable mole. She stood up to go to the house, but now the voice was right behind her, and it was whispering, "Who's going to stay with me this cold and lonely night? Who?" Before she could answer back, a gray, hairy hand came around the corner and grabbed her, and the voice hollered, "You are!" After Sarah went to bed, she saw a ghost. It was sitting on her dresser at her through two black holes where the eyes had been. She shrieked and her mother and father came running. "There's a ghost on my dresser," she said, trembling. "It's staring at me." When they turned the light on, it was gone. "You were having a bad dream," her father said. "Now go to sleep." But after they left, it was again sitting on her dresser, staring at her. She pulled the blanket over her head and fell asleep. The next night, the ghost was back. It was up on the ceiling, staring down at her. When Sarah saw it, she screamed, and her mother came running. It's up on the ceiling," she said. When they turned the light on, there was nothing there. "It's your imagination," her mother said, and gave her a hug. But after they left, it was again staring down at her from the ceiling. She put her head under the pillow and fell asleep. The next night, the ghost was back. It was sitting on her bed, staring at her. Sarah called her parents, and they came running. "It's on my bed," she said. It's looking and looking at me." When they turned the light on, nothing was there. "You're upset over nothing," her father said. He kissed her on the nose and tucked her in. "Now go to sleep." But after they left, it was again sitting on her bed, staring at her. "Why are you doing this to me?" Sarah asked. "Why don't you leave me alone?" The ghost put his finger to his ear and wiggled them at her. Then it stuck its tongue out and went thump. Thank you for tuning in to Creepypasta's Toll in the Dark. This is the last episode for Scary Stories 3, More Tales to Chill Your Bone. So, yeah. The new, the movie for Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark is coming out sometime. Make sure you go check that out. And I got 101 Terrifying Tales Great Ghost Stories, and if you want me to read them, I will, and they're pretty long, so if you want longer stories for, like, when you're on, like, a road trip or something, because these stories can be pretty long, and I mean, they can be pretty long, and so I'll start reading it, and once I finish the whole scary story, once I finish the whole scary story thing I have, which is going to be one more season, then I'm going to see if you guys would like this by recording a couple episodes with it. And, yeah, hope you guys get scared by the book. And, yeah, see you in the next episode. You are listening to Creepypasta's Toll in the Dark. And I am reading from More Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. My first story is Clinkety Clink. The Bride, Rings on Her Finger, and the Drum. You are listening to Creepypasta's Toll in the Dark. And I am reading From More Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. My first story is Clinkety Clink. The Bride, Rings on Her Finger, and the Drum. You are listening to Creepypastas Told in the Dark. And I am reading From More Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. My first story is Clinkety Clink. The Bride, Rings on Her Finger, and the Drum. You are listening to Creepypastas Told in the Dark. And I am reading From More Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. My first story is Clinkety Clink. The Bride, Rings on Her Finger, and the Drum. You are listening to Creepypastas Told in the Dark. And I am reading From More Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. My first story is Clinkety Clink. The Bride, Rings on Her Finger, and the Drum. You are listening to Creepypastas Told in the Dark. And I am reading From More Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. My first story is Clinkety Clink. The Bride, Rings on Her Finger, and the Drum. You are listening to Creepypastas Told in the Dark. And I am reading From More Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. My first story is Clinkety Clink. The Bride, Rings on Her Finger, and the Drum. You are listening to Creepypastas Told in the Dark. And I am reading From More Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. My first story is Clinkety Clink. The Bride, Rings on Her Finger, and the Drum. You are listening to Creepypastas Told in the Dark. And I am reading From More Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. My first story is Clinkety Clink. The Bride, Rings on Her Finger, and the Drum. You are listening to Creepypastas Told in the Dark. And I am reading From More Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. My first story is Clinkety Clink. The Bride, Rings on Her Finger, and the Drum. You are listening to Creepypastas Told in the Dark. And I am reading From More Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. My first story is Clinkety Clink. The Bride, Rings on Her Finger, and the Drum. You are listening to Creepypastas Told in the Dark. And I am reading From More Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. My first story is Clinkety Clink. The Bride, Rings on Her Finger, and the Drum. You are listening to Creepypastas Told in the Dark. And I am reading From More Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. My first story is Clinkety Clink. The Bride, Rings on Her Finger, and the Drum. You are listening to Creepypastas Told in the Dark. And I am reading From More Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. My first story is Clinkety Clink. The Bride, Rings on Her Finger, and the Drum.